You are listening to Breathe and Bounce.
Yeah, get a little nostalgic there at the beginning of the show. I'm sure everyone remembers that show. If you're my age, for the record, I'm 47, just so you know. So I'm an 80s, 90s kid. And yeah, that was a pretty prevalent song. But it is about what we're going to talk about today. Because what we are going to talk about today is making choices. And making choices, it doesn't seem easy, especially when you are in the middle of what I always like to call it on the radio. There's another word when we go off the air that I use, and I think you know what it is. But making choices is never easy. Being stuck in that heat is hard. Now, normally, when you're stuck in the heat, it's a pretty easy choice, right? You try not to get yourself burned. But then sometimes in life, we're idiots, and we just continue to burn ourselves no matter what. Maybe it's because of some feeling we have. We feel like, we'll just talk about maybe in a relationship. You like someone, you like them a lot, but they don't like you back, but you feel like hopeless, like there's this chance they're going to like you, so you keep burning yourself and you keep going for it. You keep trying to make something happen and try to force things. And that's just an example. Another example would be, you know that you're trying to eat healthier, but you had a rough day. And Five Guys is right there. And I think you guys know I'm talking about me. they put a Five Guys by the airport. You, anyway. And the reason why I bring up Five Guys, it's not because like I'm a vegetarian. I mean, you know, I'm a vegan, but those French fries, not only are they gluten-free, they're vegan. They're out of this world. So I have to stay away from them. I unfortunately made the mistake of eating them again yesterday. And I think sometimes we find ourselves feeling certain ways, so it makes our, you know, our choice-making skills weaker. It's harder to make the right choices. And then sometimes we feel like we don't have a choice. Sometimes we feel like we're stuck where we're at because maybe we have a mental disorder that keeps us there. Maybe we're in a relationship where we feel like if we walk away, we're going to lose everything. We're going to lose self-worth, security, all that kind of stuff. And I think one of the things you have to do is, once again, we talk about it so much in yoga about becoming, you know, finding comfort within discomfort, pushing yourself to that edge where a little bit is too much and a little bit is not enough. Isn't that how it goes? Something like that. If we go a little bit more, it's not enough. And if we go a little bit less, it's too much. I don't know. The point of the matter is being in uncomfortable situations is a fact of life. And sometimes we make the wrong choices where we put ourselves in there. And then sometimes the universe likes to play a trick on us and put us there. So the only thing we can do is we can go through the experience and try to come out better on the other end. We have to experience the heartbreak, experience the melancholy, experience the anger. Now, anger is tricky because anger is obviously, if you've been doing your psychology homework, you'll know that anger is a byproduct of sadness. And sometimes when people get angry, it's because they're sad. Something has affected them greatly, and they are ready to take it out on the whole world because they don't know what else to do. I have found myself on that side before, and I have hurt people because of my anger and because of my own sadness and my own insecurity and whatnot. So now what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to sit with that feeling. I'm trying to just notice, observe, witness the feelings that I go through when I have that situation happen to me. It is kind of like, the best way for me to explain it is maybe a mosquito bites you and you feel it and it goes away. Now, it doesn't happen as quick as that because when the mosquito bites you, it usually happens pretty quick. You have a little bump in your arm for a few days and that's that, you know. But sometimes we have to sit in the fire because we have to feel alive. Sometimes we have to just put ourselves in that pressure cooker and find our way out eventually. That is unfortunately the essence of everything. And, you know, you just have to find a way to do that. And it's difficult, but with the more practice you have, the easier it gets. And it's kind of like, you know, when you get on that yoga mat and you're trying to find that edge. Trying to find the edge is not easy, but eventually you just keep going until you find it and you don't go past it. And going past the edge in life in this kind of a situation, I think, is acting up, expressing your anger through violence, through hatred, through yelling, screaming, throwing things, doing bodily harm on others and yourself, and you don't want to get there. So the best thing you can do is sit with it, let it burn, and just know that you're not going to be there forever, and know that eventually it's all going to be okay.
Standing in the fire, just to feel alive.
You know, part of making choices is finding a way to put boundaries in yourself. I have talked about boundaries in the past, and I'm sure, you know, boundaries is a real hot subject, I guess, for the most part. But I don't think we really, you know, give enough boundaries to ourselves and to people. And I mean, when it comes to love and whatnot, it's kind of like... We find ourselves making decisions, especially in relationships, in intimate relationships, that we probably normally wouldn't do because I guess love intoxicates us, and we find ourselves making bad choices. I know that very early in my life, I was a very toxic boyfriend, and I would say that I made my girlfriend at the time, who happens to be my wife now, she made some pretty bad decisions and bad choices because of things that I wanted to do. And sometimes, you know, that takes self-evaluation, and that takes, you know, going deeper to find out why you made those decisions and why you brought people down with you. Because I think in this day and age, it's so easy to bring people down with you and not even know what's happening, because you're in a haze of not knowing what's really going on in life, not have been in touch with reality. You're living your own fantasy world. And a lot of people do that. A lot of people do that, whether they party a lot, you know, get involved in drugs and alcohol, or whether they get themselves working too much. They put themselves in their own, you know, super fantasy or whatnot. And the whole problem is you can't do that. You have to live in the present. And it's very hard to do that for some people, because sometimes the present sucks. But you remember, it's kind of like I said before we played Excision. It's you go from one moment to the next, and you're not going to be there forever. And that's the most important thing that you have to understand. And, you know, we back to the relationships. There, I was talking earlier about how someone believes that a relationship is more important than it really is. They are feeling it. It might be one-sided. You have to start choosing yourself. You can't be the fallback choice for someone. You know, I read about this term in dating. It's called benching, where someone, you know, is interested in a person and knows that person's interested in them, but they're interested in someone a little bit more than that person that they're chasing. So they put the person that's interested in them on the bench and keep him there, just in case, you know, something happens and then they got someone, and maybe it's what the kids called a hookup on the side. And, you know, it's really sad. And that's when you got to start making choices. You need to start making choices. Are you going to choose them, or are you going to choose yourself? How's it going to look? How do you see this playing out? What's the end game? Are you going to choose them, or are you going to choose yourself? Because at the end of the day, you have to live with yourself, and they don't have to live with you, and you have to make the right choices for you that are going to enrich your life.
I know I don't want to be the one that you run to when you got nowhere else to go. When you need some love, I know I'm the last one you try to call, but I always give in to give you it all.
can't be that person anymore. You can't be that fallback option. You can't be on the bench. You have to choose yourself. Choosing yourself is hard, because when you choose yourself, everyone around you tends to get angry with the fact you choose yourself. They call you selfish. They call you self-centered. They call you arrogant, inconsiderate. They'll call you a whole bunch of names. And the reason why is because you've spent your time and your life being there for everyone that needed you. And the only person that you have not been there for who needed you more is you. You are the person that needs that hug, that needs that love, that needs to give it to themselves. And, you know, we've talked about, you know, shortchanging ourselves from love, shortchanging ourselves from feelings, emotions, getting angry so far. I mean, we've covered a lot of ground in this episode so far, but at the end of the day, it comes down to choices. Are you willing to choose you? That's the ultimate question. So, what are you going to do when despair comes for you? What are you going to do when loneliness comes for you? Sometimes you have to break up with all that stuff, right? And you have to just tell yourself that it's going to be okay, because at the end of the day, every ship has its sail. Every cactus has a prick, and every rose has its thorn.
We both lie silently still in the dead of the night. Although we both lie close together, we feel miles apart inside. Was it something I said or something I did? Did my words not come out right? Though I tried not to hurt you, though I tried, but I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn, just like every night has its dawn, just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn. She said, "Love's a game of easy come and easy go." But I wonder, does he know? Has he ever felt like this? And I know that you'd be here right now if I could let you know somehow. I guess every rose has its thorn, just like every night has its dawn, just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn. Though it's been a while now, I can still feel so much pain, like the knife that cuts through the wound heals. But the sky, that sky remains.
know I could have saved a love that night if I'd known what to say. Instead of making love, we both made a separate ways. And now I here found somebody new, and that I never meant that much to you. To hear that tears me up inside, and to see you cuts me like a knife, I guess. Every rose has its thorn, just like every night has its dawn, just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Has its thorn.
And just the way life goes sometimes, kids. We may not like the outcome. We may not like how it happens. But if we make a choice, we make that choice. And what we're doing is we are giving way to anxiety to exit our life, because we are saying that's it. Enough. We have made a decision. We are going to move forward, and we're not going to worry about the repercussions of the repercussions of this decision, as long as it doesn't hurt other people. I'm going to not be okay for a minute, but I'm going to get over it, and I'm going to be fine. And at the end of the day, that's the most important thing. So we're going to talk more about choices and about how to respond. I will even give you some situations where I had to respond, and they were pretty painful. And I'm going to share those with you here coming up in a little bit. As a reminder, May 19th is going to be a wonderful day. It's going to be a historic day. It's going to be groundbreaking because it is the first Breathe and Bounce Experience, which is code for retreat. It is Breathe and Bounce Experience 1, the arrival, taking place 12 to 4 at the Bartlett Log Cabin over there in Bartlett, Illinois. If you want to get more information on this event, you can do so by going to the website breatheandbounce.com. We are going to be doing a yoga practice, some meditation, some journaling, and we're going to end it all with a sound healing by Andre Peraza. And it is going to be fantastic. And I would love to meet you, and I would love to see you there. So go get all the information. You also can follow on my socials to get more information. Breathe and Bounce is pretty much it. Twitter, Facebook, I'm sorry, X, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, it's all there. Just come on down, follow, and get some more information. And we're going to see you back here in just a couple minutes on Breathe and Bounce.
Trust the process. Trust yourself. You're tuned in to Breathe and Bounce.
First time in history, our planet is threatened by humans and our behavior to such an extent that the climate, habitat, and evolution itself may change forever. Faced with choices that will affect all of our lives, the lives of our offspring, and those to come, those to come. We're faced with choices. Choices that will affect all of our lives. The lives of our offspring and those to come.
That was kind of a long song, but the intention is clear. It's talking about choices and how choices affect everything in this world. You know, we sometimes talk about the illusion of choice. Oops, I pushed the wrong button. Maybe the illusion of choice might exist within elections and things like that, but when it comes to yourself, you have all the choices in the world available to you. You can pick A or B. What's behind door number one? What's behind door number two? Or do you want the mystery box? You get that fun in life to make a choice. And sometimes making a choice can be a gamble. You might, like, you know, we talked about the relationships. You might shoot your shot. Love these things that kids come up with nowadays. And you might miss, but you might make it. And the only way that you will know for sure is if you do shoot. So it's very important to understand how much power you possess in your life because you have this ability to make choices on many different aspects. You can choose how you react. The problem with reactions is usually there is a very strong emotion behind it. And when there are strong emotions behind things of that nature, it's hard. It's hard to make the right choice. It's hard to stop, take a pause, and think about it. It's very hard to do that. I will be the first one to tell you that I am the king of reacting. And it's hard. I think it's a lot of it has to do with my brain. I've got this very quick brain. I just really think quickly. You know, sometimes on the show I talk a little bit slower, and that's because I'm trying to choose my words carefully when I talk. I feel like I have a huge responsibility when I produce and host a show, and I don't want to say something in the wrong context. I don't want to put someone, you know, in the wrong place, you know? And However, it's very quickly how I do things. Sometimes you hear it when I produce the show. There's a glitch because I push the button too fast or I don't push the button fast enough. It's because I'm always thinking. I'm always going. That's one of the reasons why meditation is such a strong exercise for me, because it allows me to shut down. It allows me to focus on my breath, and it allows me just to stay, just to stay in that place that I'm in. And I think at the end of the day, we all lose ability to know that we have the we have this superpower card, decision making, because we can decide whether or not we want to stay in a relationship. We can decide whether or not we want to stay with a job. And I know the job's a little bit tougher, because if you, they always say don't quit a job if you don't have another one lined up, and that might be true. But sometimes in life, you got to take a chance. You got to bet on yourself. And, you know, I told you I was going to get personal today, so I am going to get personal, and I'm going to tell you a few things. Let's start with the betting on myself part. You know, I for the most part of my life, I was raised to believe that you had to get a job 9 to 5 and you had to just stay in line, you know, just stay, get in that rat race and be with everyone else. You know, I've been raised to believe that. And I tried. I tried very hard. And I'm going to be honest with you, it didn't really work out too well for me. For one, consistency for me is key in some areas, but when it comes to creating, when it comes to building, when it comes to growing, I don't have that kind of wherewithal inside of me. I need to build. I need to create. I need to express. I need to get the process going. I cannot just sit and wait for something to happen. And that's something I'm working on. In business, in life, in general, all over the place. And it, once again, it's a very tough practice. It's a very tough practice to slow yourself down and understand that you can, at the end of the day, make a huge impact on your own life by understanding this simple concept of having a choice. And, you know, I just, once again, when you're in a highly emotional situation, it's, you know, it's hard to remember that you have some power over the outcome. Now, I'm going to tell you another situation. So, as you know, Breathe and Balance is a show, and I pitch it to radio stations, to smaller radio stations that I know have local listeners. And there was a radio station. I'm not going to say which radio station it is, but I submitted an idea for bringing the show to their station. And they sat on it for weeks, months, not giving me a response, kept saying, oh yeah, we'll get back to you. Finally, when they did get back to me, their response to me was, your show will cause our station to lose listeners. Maybe you might want to just try going to a health store and promoting it there, because it can be a podcast. It seems to me it's like a podcast. And I think we want to have music. And the truth of the matter is, now, I don't really want to get into a pissing match over this, but I will say this. This show is 50% talking about mindfulness and talking about spirituality and talking about positive living, and 50% music. If you want to go back and if you want to take a look at the times of how much music we have versus how much time I have talking, you will see that it is 50-50. And I'm going to say this. Who will not benefit from someone telling them positive things, telling them to bless themselves, telling them, like on this show, oh, well, you have the power to make a choice? Who doesn't want to hear stuff like that? Okay, so I'm going to make your station lose listeners. Really? So, of course, I wanted to just tell this guy, a whole bunch of stuff. I wanted to, I actually wrote out like an essay to him. I wrote out an essay. I spoke about A, okay, the way that you've handled all of this is very unprofessional. And B, for you to come back, a simple "we're not interested" would have been fine. And then, of course, I didn't say anything, but then he came back with another email saying, "I think I was kind of harsh." Yeah, you think? But I decided not to respond. I decided, because I've done that. You know, when we get rejected in life, we hate it. We get so angry when we get rejected. We want to bite back. We want to fight. We want to do all these things. You know, we want to scream, yell, whatever. And that's the route I used to go. You know, I've actually had some issues with the stations that hold Breathe and Bounce right now because of that. Because of my inability to control my emotions. Because of my inability to not say what I wanted to say. To just kind of take a breath and maybe work through a situation through, you know, healthy dialogue. What I thought at the time was healthy dialogue. It was just me insulting people and telling them that they were idiots and all this other stuff. And that doesn't get you anywhere, especially when you want something. That's the worst thing you could do. So all I did was I just responded back, "Thank you for your consideration." I had Katniss Everdeen in my mind when she took that bow and, you know, when they were doing the little thing with the pig and she shot that arrow into the apple and the apple went on the wall when they weren't paying attention to her. That's all I had in my mind. And that's fine. You know what? If that's what he believes, he made a choice not to, you know, support the program, not to support the show. And I could have made a choice to get really emotional and angry about it, but I chose instead to take the other part. Because let's be honest, I may never see this guy again. I may never speak to him again. But if I do, and if I overreact and defend the show and defend myself, chances are that's a bridge that's burnt. And sometimes you want to burn some bridges in your life. But when it comes to business and it comes to opportunities, you don't want to unless you are 100% sure that is what you wanted to do. And, you know, in my business, I had a client who I got really over emotional with. And of course, they would get emotional back. And the client didn't make myself, my drivers, or my company feel valued. I felt like I was like playing seconds. I was being benched. I remember we were talking about the benching earlier. They were benching me. that's what they were doing to me, and I didn't appreciate it because I committed. I made a commitment to them. I ended up spending a lot of money getting an insurance bond to do work with their district, and I was told that I was going to get a lot of kids. They gave me three routes. And the way that my business works in the school function is a school district lets you know when they need your help to, you know, transport students, whether they be special ed, whether they be homeless, whatever the case is. So they sent me three. One kid was going both ways. The other two were going only in the PM. And then they ended up taking one kid away from me because I grouped him with another kid. They never spoke to me about the kid riding alone. And they ended up taking the kid away from me and didn't even give me a chance to fix the situation. And then there was more things. Like the ride that was both ways turned out not needing to go ever. And then when they finally did go for about a month, and they took that away from me. And then they said they were going to give me a new ride. I told them I was down. Then they gave the ride. I mean, it was just games after games. And at the end of the day, I got really upset, and I told them how I felt about it. And that didn't do anything. They basically just said whatever. And then I noticed that they were starting to take kids away from me from school bells. So I said, okay. So we can do this one of two ways. We can challenge them or we can take action. The action I took was I spoke to my existing clients that were, you know, that I was doing these kids for. And I told them, because these kids were morning trips for this district, I told the school districts, I'm planning on telling the district that they can have their kids back and I'm not working with them anymore. And everyone was on board. So that's exactly what I did. I wrote them an email saying, this is a list of the students that I have left effective immediately. I am no longer going to do these students. Come Monday, you need to find another company that can handle them. Thank you. Have a nice day. And that's all I said. They tried to vilify me. They tried to make me a villain, but that was me executing a boundary. That was me making a choice. And the choice I made was for my peace. I did not want to be with a client who did not respect me, who did not value me, did not value my company or my drivers. I wanted to have that. So I made that choice. And I am happy I made that choice. I would not change it for the world. And that was one of the first times that I did something in a way that was respectful, where I didn't cut someone down, where I didn't go after someone. I just made the choice. Boom. Done. And then that's when I started realizing how powerful I can be when I make choices and I set boundaries. So just remember that, guys. You're free. You're free to make boundaries. You're free to make choices. You're free to do whatever you want. Because you choose your destiny. You choose what you want to do. And you choose your frequency. So start making the right choices. You know, it's liberating to think that you have some control over what's going on in your life. It's very liberating to think that you hold the keys to the castle and you can make positive changes. All you have to do is just step, jump, make that choice. That's all you have to do. And, you know, it's sometimes it takes some courage. Sometimes it takes some skills. You know, sometimes there's a lot it takes. But at the end of the day, if you are willing to make the choice, if you are willing to make that decision, and if you are willing to take that jump, great things can happen. Beautiful things will surround you. Abundance is coming. Take the jump.
You see here, kid? You gotta just go for it. Don't think about what comes after or what came before. You just gotta bend your knees, take a deep breath, and jump, jump, jump.
All you got to do is jump, right? Just got to jump and find it. It's really a beautiful song, too. I really, really like that song. But, you know, you just got to get that confidence going. You got to find it to make those decisions. And if you can make those decisions, you can pretty much do anything that you want. And I will just tell you that sometimes it is not going to work out the way you want it to. Sometimes the choices you make are not always going to be positive, but you never know until you try. And it's not even about making the right or wrong choice. It's about taking your power back so you know what you need, you know what you want, and you know exactly what to do. Let's close our eyes for just a moment. Recharge our solar plexus and just breathe. go ahead and start to open your eyes, and why don't we just take a nice deep breath. Breathe in. And then let it out with a sigh. I know it was kind of a short one, but you're more than welcome to continue with the meditation if you want. I'd like to take a moment for thanking you to make the choice. See what I did there? To listen today. So thank you so much for that. Remember, go to breatheandbounce.com to get some more stuff going on the website. You can find out details about Experience One, the arrival, coming on May 19th, 12 to 4 in Bartlett. Thank you so much for joining me today, joining me every day, joining me as much as possible. May you be well, may you be happy, and may you be peaceful, and may your breath take you places that your mind cannot. Namaste.